This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Republicans' Hail Mary health care repeal is blocked at the goal line. Leaving the KBF board meeting last evening, I stopped into the offices of the Arkansas Community Organizations, the old Arkansas Acorn, to see if they'd gotten back from actions in Washington trying to block the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. There was a full house. I thanked one of the women who'd been arrested trying to get attention and support of the solidly Republican Arkansas delegation. They were all back home, safe and sound. We scratched our heads at the impossibility of understanding what a so-called skinny repeal might be and went on our way. I woke up to find that Arizona Senator John McCain, former presidential Republican candidate and Vietnam War prisoner and hero, still recovering from surgery and a likely fatal diagnosis of aggressive cancer, had cast the deciding vote to defeat the skinny repeal, 51-48, joining two other Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine, along with all Democratic senators. Who knows the full list of McCain's reasons, though his comments about the secretive and exclusionary process that Majority Leader McConnell had used to write and bring the matters forward had long been dismissive and hypercritical. Collins, for her part, has long been critical of the Republican bills and especially the singling out of Planned Parenthood for defunding. Murkowski understands the need in Alaska for coverage from the lobbying of hunters, fishermen, and others who pleaded with her to keep the protection, but she also may have straightened her back in response to the ham-handed bullying the White House had tried to orchestrate using the Secretary of the Interior Department, even though Murkowski herself is head of one Committee on National Resources and a Subcommittee on Appropriations, effectively holds the whip hand over Interior's budget. But who cares the reasons as long as the result is right in this case? Because this whole process and its future prospects, had it been approved, was rotten to the core and a perversion of democracy, good government, and sound policy. It starts at the point the bill was being presented as a budgetary matter, even though it's larded up with everything under the sun, from eliminating Planned Parenthood to removing essential coverage and mandates. Remember, the parliamentarian had already warned that these items were subject to challenge because they were out of bounds. McConnell had adopted this secretive and controversial strategy for the simple reasons that he doesn't have the 60 votes to stop a filibuster, and doesn't want to work for a bipartisan fix on health care that would mean having to work with the Democrats. In the end, he's also proven he doesn't even have 50 votes at this point. Furthermore, the strategy was to try and put a ribbon on a garbage bag and then pass it over to the House so that maybe in a conference between the House and Senate, they could compact something together, since the House had already passed a draconian bill earlier. Several senators, including McCain, had demanded assurances from Speaker Ryan in the House, and he was trying to help them. How is this democratic? The people's representatives can't share the process with the people, but then go to another closed process to sort it out. Ryan reminded them in an aside that they would still have to get to 51 votes even after everything went through the grinder. We're dealing with a Republican health care replacement repeal zombie apocalypse. Is it really dead now, except for Trump's Twitter rants? How will they fix what needs to be fixed? Will this ugly head be raised again? How many goal line stands can we win? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.